Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. And you do training. It's very, you know, you're not going to have anybody sent out without strict protocols and strict training. And we can talk about that. But, you know, sometimes there's this stereotype that there are angry Christians on the sidewalk verbally assaulting women. What happens when things go wrong like that? Because I know that's not what you're about or promoting.
Correct. Yeah, it's the last thing we want to have happen, but it does happen. And unfortunately, the stereotype, there's actually somebody behind the stereotype. But on the fortunate side is that it is fairly rare. It's certainly rare in our area, but there are places where it does happen a little more frequently around the country. And I think what happens is people come to realize the grave evil that abortion really is. And once you understand that, you realize that in your heart of hearts, as a Christian, what do I do about it? You know, I need to do something. I got to go out there. And if they don't have guidance, if they haven't received the type of training we do, if they don't have the pastoral guidance that they need, they may go out and just be angry out there. And there is justification for a righteous anger toward abortion. The problem is what do we do with it? And unfortunately, if you go out there and express the anger, it isn't necessarily going to be righteous when you're done, and it is harmful. It's counterproductive. You cannot talk to a woman going into an abortion facility. You know, again, to look at this from the viewpoint of the woman, she's got a problem in her life, and whatever those problems may be that drive her to do something that's counter to her own maternal instincts to go have her baby killed. And women know that's what they're doing when they go in there. They don't, you know, we don't say it that way on the sidewalk, but that's certainly what they know they're doing in their hearts. You know, if they've got those issues in their lives that have driven them to go against their own maternal instincts, to go to an abortion facility, the last thing they want to do is talk to some stranger standing on the sidewalk. So right. The demeanor we have when we're standing on the sidewalk,
or be yelled at.
Well, that's even worse. You know, the demeanor we have becomes extraordinarily important. You know, we have to be welcoming. We have to be approachable. We have to be able to enter. The only way we can save the baby's life is to talk to the mom to help her, and because the baby can't hear us. You know, the baby can't see us. The baby is inside the womb. So, you know, we have to be approachable for that woman, and we need to be able to get into a conversation with her in order to get enough to her information-wise that she will go and leave an abortion appointment that she already scheduled and go to a pregnancy help center or go where else she can go, to a church, mm-hmm. to get the help that she needs. So, you know, yelling and being self-righteous and you know, judgmental and telling everybody, condemning them in their sin, standing out there, actually drives the women into the arms of the abortionist
sure.
to have the abortion.
Sure.
It's exactly the opposite of what you want to have happen.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.